Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, our special guest is Dr. Joshua Rohde from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, and we'll be finding out about their concert coming up in just about 20 days. March 21st, to be specific. And Joshua, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to see you again.
You're almost a veteran now. This is your second show.
Exactly.
Well, we want to find out just a little bit of an update about yourself and things you've been doing. And then, of course, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra and all the wonderful things that happened to them. You're in your first year, correct, with the group?
Correct. This is my first year, and this will be the second concert with the chorale.
Second concert. First one was where and when?
First concert was Handel's Messiah, and we gave two performances, one in Providence and then one up in Woonsocket.
Okay, in Woonsocket there. Now, just to remind people, are you a Rhode Island person or are you an import?
I'm an import. I'm originally from Minnesota, but I hope you don't hold that against me.
No, Minnesota's okay. New York, sometimes we have a problem with it. Minnesota's okay.
Minnesotans don't like New York people anyway, so.
Okay. I'm sure that'll come back to haunt both of us. Yeah. So one concert, Handel's Messiah, that was a simple one, huh?
Oh, hardly.
That was quite something to start off with as your first attempt. Now, that was back in December?
Correct. That was back in December, and we had a fantastic time. The performances went really well, and I was very pleased to get a set of performances under my belt with the chorale and excited for this next one.
Okay, the next one's going to be March 21st, as I mentioned, and what's going to be in that concert?
This concert is titled American Voices, and the program is based around Copland's Appalachian Spring and Barber's Adagio for Strings, two of the most famous pieces of classical music composed by Americans.
Yeah, I guess Copland is probably one of the premier names that you could mention. I think that's right up there what people think of first when they think of American composers. And when did you decide, was this already decided for you that this was going to happen before you got here, or is this something you decided?
Nope, this is a program that I came up with after being appointed the new music director.
Okay, so this is all yours. It's all on your shoulders, right?
It's all mine, exactly.
All right.
Sink or swim.
And there you go. Now, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra has been around for quite a few years, 30-something years, mm-hmm. 35 years, something like that. And they have had several directors in the past, and you're the newest and the greatest. And so we want to make sure that people understand that this is a group that is really supported by people that are listening to the out in the radio world and general audiences, and they should take part and support the group. It's a wonderful organization, wonderful music, and you bring in some big name talent occasionally. And this first concert coming up is going to be where?
The concert on March 21st will be at St. Sebastian's Church on Cole Avenue in Providence.
St. Sebastian's Church on Cole Avenue in Providence. And if you'd like to get information about that, you can go to the website at ricco.org and find out everything you want to know, how to get tickets and so forth. What's the first piece of music you've brought with you?
The first piece of music I have is what will open our concert. It's a new work by Jocelyn Hagen, a young Minnesota-based composer.
There you go. A little prejudice there, I'm sure.
Exactly. But it's a really, really fantastic work and something that has never been performed in Rhode Island before.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So we want to give that a listen?
Absolutely. The title is Soft Blink of Amber Light.
Now, this is a lengthy piece. We're only going to listen to a portion, right?
Correct. This is just the opening first few minutes of the work.
Here we go.
Thank you. That was Jocelyn Hagen's Soft Blink of Amber Light, a new piece here in Rhode Island. The text for the piece starts with the text, "Forget about streets with names, follow the fireflies into the thicket. Smell the damp earth." As you can tell, it sort of has a nature theme to it, and the affect of the piece is sort of slow-moving and mystical in many ways.
Mm.
One of the reasons I was drawn to this piece is not just because of its individual beauty, but it reminds me a lot of Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, one of the most famous works composed by an American composer. The Adagio for Strings sort of has that same slow-moving beauty to it.
Right.
It's a little bit more mournful and has been used at famous events such as JFK's funeral and performed by the New York Philharmonic following the 9/11 attacks.
All right. You want to give that a listen now?
Sure. Maybe should I talk a little bit about Barber?
Sure. Let's get some more. We have a couple minutes you can spend on Barber.
Great. Samuel Barber was born in Pennsylvania in 1910. His Adagio for Strings has many different forms for string quartet and most famously for a string orchestra. Many people may be wondering why this piece for strings is sitting on a choral concert, but what many people don't realize is that Samuel Barber also arranged the piece for choir.
Oh.
So the version you'll be hearing on March 21st is the choral version paired with the string version, and we'll perform them simultaneously. They work together in many ways, which I think brings out a lot of the original beauty, but also gives the chorus a way to interact with this great piece of music.
All right, let's give it a listen, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Tonight we are featuring music that's going to be presented on March 21st by the group, and Dr. Joshua Rohde is here. And Joshua, you've been describing some of the music that was in the first segment, and we have a lot more music to go, so I'm going to kind of let you take it here. Tell us where we're going to go with this next piece.
Great. The next piece that we'll be listening to is Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, the most famous piece featured on the concert, and also sort of the rock that's holds all of this together. Aaron Copland lived in the early 1900s, and in many ways was the first American composer to define a non-European sound for classical music. Hmm. Many people don't realize this, but even in the 1900s, most of the music that was performed in our concert halls by our orchestras and our choirs was all exported out of Europe. And Aaron Copland from New England lived in Massachusetts nearly his entire life, decided to change things a little bit and developed what he thought was a type of music that reflected the people, the nature, the countryside that he saw here on this side of the ocean.
All right. So are we going to play the example of that now?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the first example that we'll be listening to is the end of Appalachian Spring. This is the most famous section of the piece where Aaron Copland incorporates the tune To Simple Gifts into the music.
Thank you. We just listened to a portion of that, and we're going to just listen to a portion of this next piece also, so we can give you the flavor of what's going on, right? Tell us what this is going to be.
The next piece is another new work, and this will be the first time performed in Rhode Island. It's by the composer Martin Sedek. The title is Nature Has a Thousand Voices.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra and Dr. Joshua Rohde.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, having a very pleasant evening, sitting with Dr. Joshua Rohde of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Joshua, just before the commercial break, that piece we heard, very interesting. I obviously new to me. And you have anything else you'd like to throw in about that?
Absolutely. That piece, Nature Has a Thousand Choirs, is by a young composer out of New Jersey. His name is Martin Sedek. The piece was first performed in Worcester just this past year.
At Mechanics Hall, perhaps?
At Mechanics Hall, exactly.
See, how did I know that?
And so we'll be giving only the second performance of the piece, which is really exciting.
Excellent.
But one of the wonderful things about this piece is, as you could listen to that compared to the Copland Appalachian Spring, you notice many similarities. Mm-hmm. Similarities in the way the orchestra sounds, similarities in the use of tunes, such as Simple Gifts or melodies that may sound familiar. And that's because the composer Martin Sedek purposely modeled his new piece off of Aaron Copland's.
Well, there you go. You got a good idea, stick with it, right?
Exactly. So, and he used the exact same instruments as Copland, which is a unique force for 13 instruments only. A few violins, cello, bass, piano, and single woodwinds. So it's a unique thing, but what's fun is Martin Sedek added a choir where Copland's Appalachian Spring is just for orchestra.
Right. Well, it's beautiful music. And speaking of beautiful music, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, as I mentioned earlier, has been doing this for a long time. But it's not just one person. It's a whole, takes a village, as they say, right?
Absolutely.
And you have a lot of people working with you?
We do. We have a great team, good board of directors, and a wonderful chorus with all the members who are very involved. But one of the things I feel very fortunate is we have a fantastic accompanist and assistant conductor in Nicholas Rocha.
Okay.
And Nick has been with the chorale for a handful of years now, so he predates me, which has been a wonderful bridge to go from Dr. Markward's years to now my time. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting for this March 21st concert. Nick will be conducting a series of three pieces by Libby Larson called The Settling Years.
Now, when this happens, do you just leave the performance space, or do you join the group?
I'll jump into the back of the bass section and sing along.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing. That's cool. It's nice. I like that better than when the director just says, "Okay, take it away, Nick," and you know, like, where is he going?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What's this next piece of music we're going to listen to?
The next piece is by Renee Clausen. It's "Set Me as a Seal Upon Thy Arm and Thy Heart." It's a lovely version of the biblical passage that describes the powers of love and the desire to, regardless of what storms, floods, or other travails may go against somebody, to show their love and commitment to one another.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by Dr. Joshua Rohde, who is the director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And during the last commercial break, we got to talking a little bit, and I found out you do more than just direct the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Just throw out some things that you do during your day and evenings as far as other music is concerned.
So my main gig is up at WPI in Worcester, where I'm the director of choral activities.
Worcester Polytechnic Institute, for those of you that aren't the WPI lingo.
Exactly. And for those of you who know the school, it's an engineering STEM-based institution.
Right.
But they have a huge music program. And as the director of choral activities, I conduct four different choirs up there that are all full and have some fantastic students.
Wow. So it keeps you busy during the day teaching and in the evenings choir rehearsals. And
exactly. And I'm also a cellist and play a bunch throughout Rhode Island, Worcester, and Boston, giving concerts of all sorts.
A busy guy, busy guy. All right, let's get back to the Round Civic Chorale portion of it. And your concert is going to be March 21st. And one more time, where and when?
It's at 7:30, Saturday evening, March 21st. At St. Sebastian's Church on Cole Avenue in Providence.
Now, that's a new venue for you. People have been going to your concerts before. Don't get confused and go to the wrong place.
Exactly. New concert venue, but a gorgeous, wonderful space with fantastic sound.
All right. Check out online ricco.org, and that will help you as far as information is concerned, where and when. And then you have a concert coming up in May also.
We do. Our last concert for the season is a concert of all Mozart music.
He's not American.
He is not American. And that's May 30th at Immaculate Conception in Cranston. And one of the exciting things about this concert is it features our soloists from the annual Collegiate Vocal Competition.
Which was just held recently at the Music Mansion, right, in Providence?
Yes, it was.
And now how many? Normally they pick four. Is that what's going to happen this time?
True. We normally pick four, which we've done, but we had such fantastic auditionees that we also gave an honorable mention. So we have a fifth soloist who will be joining us.
All right. So is it evenly divided between the four, the two male, two female?
Yeah, there's three female and two male.
All right. But is the fifth honorable mention a male or a female?
She's a female.
Okay. So it was two and two.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So that's going to be May 30th, and we'll look forward to that and possibly have you in again before then to talk about that concert.
That'd be great.
But right now we have an interesting segue of music to provide. Because it's a great title. I don't know if you planned it this way, but it's I'll Be On My Way. And so we're going to be on our way with listening to this. Tell us about this, if you will.
This is a really fantastic piece. I'll Be On My Way is by Sean Kirshner. And as you'll hear, he takes his inspiration from bluegrass and folk music. So this piece will not only end our time here during on the radio, but it also is the concert closer. It's a really fun, upbeat piece that I hope will bring the house down.
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
Okay. So now the regular instrumentation you have for the program is able to do this?
So we've worked with the instrumentation that we have, and you'll hear when you come to the concert, we've sort of rewritten some of the violin parts, and we've got string bass and piano, and it's going to be really fun.
All right. Sounds great. So once again, it's going to be on March 21st. And check out ricco.org for all the information. And they can get tickets there also, right?
Yep. You can get tickets online or at the door.
And one of the things you can do if you're so inclined, and I encourage you to do this if you're able, is you can also make donations available through the website. And that helps because the tickets that are purchased don't quite pay for everything that you need to do, right?
So correct.
You depend on sponsors and patrons and so forth. So
absolutely.
If you're able to do that, check it out, ricco.org. Joshua, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, Mike.
And looking forward to the next time. For the rest of you, we'll see you on Conducting Conversations next week.
When I am gone, don't you cry for me, don't you pity my sorry soul. there might have been will now be past, and my spirit will be whole. I'll be on my way. I'll be on my feet of clay upon the ground. I will be glory bound. I'll be on my way. When I am gone, don't you cry for me. Don't you pity my sorry soul. What pain there might have been will now be past, and my spirit will be whole. I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way. I'll have left my feet of clay upon the ground. I will be glory bound. I'll be on my way. When I am gone, please forgive the wrongs that I might have done to you. There'll be no room for regrets up there high above, way beyond the blue. I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way. I'll have laid my frown and all my burdens down. I'll be putting on my crown. I'll be on my way. Places I have been.
I'll be alive, but somewhere else. I'll be on my way again.
I'll be on my way.
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 I will lift my wings and soar into the air. There'll be glory everywhere. I'll be on my way.
I'll be on my way. Putting on my crown, I'll be on my way. I'll have left my feet of clay upon the ground. I will be glory bound. I'll be on my way.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.